while sitting in the car, Tasha Mays, body riddled by bullets, 10 years before Amadou Diallo.
The list of the names of young black men reads like a litany, but Larry Ham, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress, has vowed to remember those whose lives were cut short by police violence in circumstances the press, the politicians, and even the churches have refused to acknowledge. Often, they die in police custody.
Jacque died in the jail, never made it to the court. Now, we're not talking about Alabama, Mississippi, or Albany, Georgia. We're talking about Orange, New Jersey. The U.S. attorney said Earl Faison was tortured to death in the Orange jail cell.
Police brutality has reached epidemic levels in Essex County town, says Larry Ham. He announced that the U.S. Justice Department had made preliminary contacts in Newark, but has not yet launched an investigation over 2 months after the ACLU complaint was made. Zayed Mohammed from the New Black Panther Party sees political motives behind the police tactics.
96-page petition, cold-blooded evidence, 407 cases just in Newark alone in a 2.5-year period. The South Ward was the bastion of the black power base in this town. It's no accident. They out of the South Ward, they grabbed female district leaders like Linda Lloyd and Margaret Barnes Williams and pulled their clothes off and locked them up and abused like dogs. District leaders, our sisters, our daughters.
A prayer vigil convened on Thanksgiving Eve by the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition to commemorate the shooting death 9 days earlier of Selena Baines, a 6-month pregnant 26-year-old woman, and a male companion, was savagely interrupted by Irvington police, which members say maced them, punched the mother in the face, and arrested six of them.
My name is Amira Andrews. I'm the mother of the 6-year-old that was thrown down and lost a tooth. I was arrested as soon as I got out the vehicle. An officer came up to me and said, my chief said, get you. And I was thrown to the ground and placed in handcuffs.
We're here demonstrating in support of them by raising awareness to the violence in the community, and they outright attacked us. They wrongfully arrested us. And we're calling for the people to stand with us when we go to court this Monday as we seek justice against the Irvington Police Department.
And Mary Weaver, whose only son Randy was shot and killed by East Orange police 11 years ago, evoked the sad legacy of police violence in communities of color.
We have no family name now, no one to carry it on, because the male is dead. If I get old, who do I have to go to the store? You leave your children here to help you, and that's what they take away from us. They take our soul away, and we have an empty hole. So I'm not against police, but I'm against the ones that murdered my son and stood there and watched him bleed to death. Yes, I am.
For the WBI Sunday News in Newark, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.